Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
No scowling from Jason Bishop when you play Judas Priest. I mean, I love doing the junk show with all the boys here. Don't get me wrong, but I can play my music and not get mocked. I kind of like it. It's your pal Cakes. It is a one-man junk show. JP is ill, wasn't able to make it in today, but the show must go on. So here we are. 800-636-1067. That is the number, the MGM National Harbor listener lines. We're about to start taking your calls on what's your level of concern about Cliff Kingsbury possibly leaving to become a head coach during this offseason cycle. In case you missed it, here's Cliff talking yesterday about his potential designs on being a head coach moving forward.
Do you want to be a head coach again?
Yeah, I'm sure at some point. Yeah, at some point.
Do you plan to interview for jobs this year?
I won't comment on that, but we'll see how everything plays out, but I'm very happy here. Yeah, this has been an awesome place and has really helped me kind of rekindle my love for the sport.
So looking at the landscape as far as NFL head coaching gigs, we know the Bears is open, the Jets job also open. Side note, Ron Rivera interviewed for the Jets job yesterday, and we know that the tie-in with the Bears is that Cliff worked with Caleb Williams at Southern Cal. So there's definitely a connection there. Other than those two jobs, these jobs are not open yet, but expected to be open at the end of the season. Some of them, at least. The Giants could come open with Brian Daboll. The Jags, I would assume Doug Peterson has reached the end there. The Cowboys and the Raiders could also replace their head coaches. And there could be a few more.
Yeah, I think one of the most intriguing possible openings is a lot of people saying Cincy might be open.
Oh, really?
Yes. So,
they'd be willing to get rid of Zach Taylor in Cincinnati.
I think that's
some rumblings there.
Yeah, some rumors that Cincy could be open.
Okay. So there's going to be 6, 7, 8 available jobs, and with what Kingsbury's doing with his offense, it's humming along nearly 29 points per game.
Dallas might be open,
right? They could make a move. Yeah, so there's plenty of opportunities during this offseason coaching cycle. All right, let's head to the phones, 800-636-1067. What's your level of concern about Cliff leaving after 1 year here in Washington? Let's go to Jason. He's calling in from the O-Town in Olney. What's up, Jason?
What's up, fellas?
What's up, man?
Good to hear from you. I don't care if Cliff, I mean, hopefully, you know, get a good job somewhere. I'm not worried about it. We have number 5. But real fast, the reason why I called was I did a charity event over the summer with Dan Quinn was there and a couple other guys. And we were in a room listening to elevator music. And I was like, what's your go-to music? And he goes, definitely first Van Halen and Theater of Pain. If I had to get my music choice in. So I thought that was pretty cool by Dan Quinn.
Yeah, thank you for the call. Appreciate it, Jason. Dan Quinn, I think he mixes it up, but he's definitely a rock, like arena rock guy. I would guess there's a lot of like AC/DC, Def Leppard, Bon Jovi, because he's a Jersey guy, right? I mean, how could he not? I think he's a Jersey guy. How could he not be into Bon Jovi at his age? He's right around our age. So that seems to be on brand for Coach Quinn. All right, let's go to David. He's calling from Annapolis. David, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Morning, guys.
Hey, David.
I appreciate you working today.
Thank you, man.
I think no worries at all. Number 5 is it. And look at last week. He had 125 yards. A lot of that was unscripted. A lot of what he's done over the past season has been unscripted. Just like a previous caller said, you put these other quarterbacks that are being floated around as MVP in our offense, and they ain't doing what he did. So I'm okay with Cliff leaving. I'd like to keep him, but I'm okay with him leaving.
Okay.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, David. Appreciate that call. So Valdez, that's two for two with people just saying, don't care about Kingsbury at all as long as Jaden Daniels is there. Like,
I would. That's kind of a weird attitude. Wouldn't you want Cliff to be here for another year?
I like continuity. I know you're like me. You're a creature of habit. You like things to be a certain way. And for a young quarterback who's done an outstanding job, and I'm not dinging Jaden Daniels here, but I would like for him to just like keep that trajectory going upward, like into year two. I don't want him to have to learn all new verbiage and a whole new offense.
And
I
understand you're not saying Jaden can't do that, but what you're saying is it's better for Jaden and the offense to take what they've learned with Cliff and kind of add new wrinkles to it.
And also
know it more so than you do this year.
And I don't know how you feel about this. I'm guessing you're thinking the same way. I'd like to see Cliff and Jaden with better options and better talent, because we know that Peters is going to upgrade the roster through the draft, through free agency signings. I don't know the exact number of cap space that they have, but it's pretty high. Like, I would like to see him do it with a better number two wide receiver. I'd like to see him do it with, you know, an upgrade in the running back room.
It's
you know what I mean? Like, I'd want to see it with better talent around them.
It's not like he's been here for 3 or 4 years and they haven't gotten over a hump,
right?
And something needs to change in order to do that. You're going into year two. You should be kind of excited as to what can get added to the playbook in year two.
And I think Kingsbury too. Like, he shouldn't be in a rush. Like, if he looks at the jobs that are available, like, I know he's worked with Caleb Williams before. Does he want to work with him again? Who knows? He might not.
Well, I don't buy that attitude at all, because have you ever heard of Bobby Slowick's name being floated around for head coaching jobs this year?
Not this cycle. His stock, his stocks are in the toilet. So, yeah, that I see where you're going there, but I just feel like if Cliff comes back for year two here and the offense stays kind of where it is or gets better, like, his bargaining power and position only get strengthened. But I do see your side too, where you can take a step backward and then all of a sudden your suitors just start drying
you
up.
You didn't strike when the iron's hot. Now it's butt cold.
That's true. That's a good take on it as well. All right, let's go to Mike. He's calling in from Chesapeake. Mike, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Hey, man. How y'all doing?
Hey, Mike. Good morning.
Yeah, it's mostly Jaden Daniels, but Cliff, he's doing real good, but most basically, let's see what he do in year two. And look, when somebody ever talk about Joe Witt stealing money, he ain't figured out the whole year how to stop the run. They need to get in the room and talk to each other and find out when Jaden scores, they got the other team score back and forth all year long. Can somebody talk about Joe Witt, please?
Okay, thank you, Mike. Appreciate that. I mean, we'll talk about Joe Witt another time. We're trying to keep the focus on Cliff Kingsbury. And it seems like that's three for three, where people are just like, Kingsbury doesn't matter. It's all about Jaden. Like, he could just, like, go off and do whatever. Like, they're giving him zero credit from the sound of it.
It's kind of shocking to me. Like, I get it. Jaden's very good.
Right.
But this is it's a perfect marriage for them both.
It seems like it. 800-636-1067. What is your level of concern about Cliff Kingsbury possibly leaving? Right now, it seems like their concern level is a zero, like literally a zero. Let's go to Steve calling from EB's favorite spot, Laurel. Steve, good morning.
Usually I don't say Laurel when EB's in.
Okay, understood. You know what? You get a respite today. I will not attack you for where you live, sir.
Yeah, I usually say Beltsville. He doesn't seem to.
Nice. Doesn't have the same venom and vitriol for a Beltsville.
Right, I know. Oh, by the way, Judas Priest, Invader. So from stained glass.
Okay, we'll put that on the request list.
Are you familiar with that one?
That sounds like more of a deep cut, but I'll give it a listen today.
Yes. Yeah, it is. Look, I echo what all the other guys say about number five, of course. I think he stays another year because why not? You know, I don't think things are going to go bad next year. It's probably going to get better, and he'll probably be at the top of the list. So I think he's going to enjoy the ride for another year.
All right, so you see him staying. So you don't seem that concerned about him.
You think he's going to pull a Ben Johnson?
Yeah, maybe. Possibly.
All right, but if the Bengals job comes calling, are you really going to turn that down?
That's a pretty good, like, he'd be able to work with Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. Like, I think T. Higgins is obviously leaving, but that's a pretty good 1-2 punch to work with. And if they're willing to pay him, the only issue is that the Bengals are notoriously cheap.
Right.
And, you know, a newer organization that people kind of turn their nose up at. But if they made him a good offer and they have good pieces on offense, I think he would at least have to listen. All right, let's go to Bryant. He's calling from D.C. Bryant, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, first of all, I think Cliff Kingsbury is a good coach. And if he's smart so he can better position himself, he will stay. And then if we're on track to maybe possibly go to a Super Bowl, not this year, I don't think, but possibly this year, possibly next year, you don't get often the opportunity to do that. So I think it would be to his advantage to stay. But, hey, guys, listen, I'm just going to – maybe I'll call back next Thursday, but I got a rival to Cake's story about the restaurant yesterday. I had a similar thing happen to me on the Metro. I'll explain it to you guys, but, yeah, it's crazy. It's worth it, let me tell you. It's definitely worth it. But, no, I think Kingsbury will be okay without him.
Okay. Thank you for the call. Like, I thought he was going to tell us a story.
I know. He was, like, teasing it for next week.
That's a good tease. You got me in suspense now. That's impressive. That guy must have gone to, like, Columbia School of Broadcasting. Let's go to Jay in D.C. He might be a dissenter here with some of the other opinions about Cliff. Jay, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, look, man, apparently those guys who've been calling in aren't very good football enthusiasts or don't know much about the game or haven't been following us for the longest. That's been our problem for years, decades, man. We've had quarterbacks, we've had coordinators and coaches, all merry-go-round changing after every year, and you can't get comfortable in the system. If you look at all the successful coaches and quarterbacks, they all have one thing in common, continuity. You have Andy Reid and Mahomes. You have Josh Allen and I forget the coach's name over there, but Lamar Jackson and all of those guys. You have to have established some type of continuity. Now, Neo had a song, and it said, I'm a movement by myself, but we're a force when we're together. We can survive without. We can get by with them, but it'll be best for Jaden's growth and best for the team's growth if he were to stay here and develop some type of continuity with this kid to get him out of that rookie and second year thing, man. So don't listen to those guys. They don't know what they're talking about.
Jay, wouldn't you be excited to see what Cliff and Jaden can dial up together next year? Like, they can change the playbook, have more wrinkles, add more explosives with more explosive players. I would be excited for Cliff in year two. I just wouldn't say goodbye and bring someone else in and think it's going to be okay.
Hey, take from what Ben Johnson did. I'm so glad he stayed, by the way. I'm so glad he turned us down.
That was my
guy. It
was
a blessing in disguise. I know, but look at what we got now. And the coaches and the people that we got wouldn't have been coming here for Ben Johnson.
That's a good point.
But I want to say one thing, and don't get mad at me, y'all. I agree with everything that you're saying. With more explosive players and more people in the second year, I think they will grow exponentially. They'll learn each other. He'll continue to give Jaden a little bit of more leash to call things and do things the way he like it. So, and then this is my main thing. Please don't get mad at me, guys. I like Brian Robinson. I think he's a great, a good physical back. I just don't think he's the right fit for Cliff Kingsbury's system. It's a reason that C-Rod and all those other guys, the running game looked much better when he's there, because this is not the system for B-Rob, although he is a good running back. Please don't get mad at me. I'm sorry. Don't cut me off. Don't hang
Jay,
up on
it's
me.
All, it's all good, man.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Jay, so Jay is the only guy that we've taken a call from so far that is really about keeping Cliff here, keep the continuity with Jaden into year two. 800-636-1067. We'll continue to take your calls into the next segment. Are you concerned about Cliff Kingsbury leaving after 1 year to take one of the many head coaching gigs that'll be available in the NFL once the regular season ends? 800-636-1067. We'll continue to take your calls next on The Fan.